Welcome to the Brand Master Podcast, a show specialized in helping branding professionals and entrepreneurs to build brands using strategy, psychology, and creative thinking. This episode originally aired on the Brand Master Academy YouTube channel, which you can find by searching Brand Master Academy on YouTube. What's up, brand builder? Stephen Horahan here at brandmasteracademy.com. And in this video, you're going to learn the three pillars of brand positioning, so you can understand the important elements that really move the needle when it comes to your competitive edge and give your audience a reason to choose you over your competitors. Now, look, I speak a lot about brand strategy. And when it comes to brand strategy, at the center point, and without doubt, the most important thing is your brand position. Your brand position is what tells your audience what you mean and what they're going to get from you versus your competitors. And the term was coined by Al Riis and Jack Trout in their book, Positioning, The Battle for Your Mind. And really, that's what positioning is all about. It's not a place somewhere. It's not a physical place. It's a position in the mind of your audience that you're battling for. They will ultimately position your brand in their mind, as they will your competitors. And based on that positioning, they'll form an opinion as to who the best player is for them, and that will ultimately influence their buying decision. So let's pull back the curtain a little bit and dive a little bit deeper into each one of those pillars. So first up is your audience. Now, when I say that you need to understand your audience, yes, you do need to understand your demographics and your psychographics. So your demographics are the circumstances of your audience. So, you know, are they married? What car do they drive? What job do they do? What kind of income do they have? These are the circumstances in their lives that will give you a bit of a picture as to what their life is like. Then you have the psychographics on the other hand. These are the behaviors of your audience. These are the things that they do on the weekend, the things they do for fun. You know, do they practice some kind of sport, or do they go out and socialize with their friends? What do they do on the weekend with their partner? These will give you a bit of an insight as to what they're like as people. But the demographics and the psychographics, they're really just the starting point. This is the tip of the iceberg, really, or the silhouette of the person. You don't really have the detail yet. The detail is filled in with the specific emotions that they go through, the specific fears and desires they have. So what objectives are they trying to achieve, and what's standing in their way of achieving those objectives? What are they trying to do? You know, what is their goal, and what are they trying to avoid, or what are they trying to get around in order to achieve that goal? Chances are, if they're in the market looking for some kind of a solution, they have some kind of a problem that's standing in their way. So knowing exactly what that problem is and how that's affecting them emotionally will give you that insight that you need to really connect with who they are. The next pillar are your competitors. Now, competitive analysis is a really important part of brand strategy, because essentially you're looking into the market landscape and you're understanding who your opponents are. You're understanding what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, what they're offering to your audience, and what your audience likes and dislikes about what they're offering. And it's really in the dislikes and the gaps that they're leaving, the unmet needs of your audience, where the opportunities for you to go in and fill that gap lie. So in order to understand your competitor and to do effective competitive analysis, you really need to become a member of the market. You really need to become a potential customer of that, of those competitors, and, you know, really go through their customer journey, go through their brand experience, and really understand what it is they're doing with their audience, what they're saying to them, how they're positioning, how are they speaking to them, what kind of personality are they using, what kind of offers are they putting in front of their audience. And when you really understand your competitors at this level, from this amount of detail, from this granular detail, that's when you're really going to start to find the insights as to what they're not doing so well, or where they're leaving gaps, or, you know, what customers are not really happy about, or what they want more of. Now, this is a very, very creative process, and I'll get into that in the next pillar, but really understanding the competitive landscape gives you that map, essentially, to know where your competitors are sitting, where their strengths are, and where the opportunities lie for your brand in your positioning strategy. And then, of course, you have your differentiation strategy. Now, this is really the center point of what you're doing when you build a brand. You're building a brand to communicate your business to your audience and to give your audience a reason to choose you over your competitors. That's what branding is all about. That's why businesses build or attempt to build a brand, to influence those buying decisions of the audience. And nothing influences buying decisions more than an effective differentiation strategy and a competitive edge. This is why you're different to your competitors, and within that difference is the value that you're going to give to them that they're not going to get with the rest. Now, in order to find your differentiation strategy, as I said before, you need to understand your audience, you need to understand your competitors. Those first two pillars is really just about understanding and gaining insights, and you take those insights into your differentiation strategy process to really find that difference in the market. Now, this is not easy. How many articles or videos have you seen out there about finding your competitive edge or, you know, being different in the market? It's all well and good to say it, but the process is pretty difficult. When you look into the market, I don't care what market you're in, there are a lot of players in every single market, and they're all vying for that attention. They're all vying for the opportunity to do business with your potential customers, and that's who you're playing against. That's who your opponent is in the market. So really having those first two pillars nailed down and having as many insights as possible to bring into the differentiation strategy process will give you what you need to find your unique difference in the market. And then it's about developing that unique difference out into a unique brand experience. So that's what you can talk about with your audience. That's what you can say is the reason that they should choose you over the rest. And at the end of the day, if you have a competitive edge in the market, if you truly have something unique or a unique way that you speak to your audience, a unique way that you connect with your audience, and you're not simply going into the market and making up the numbers and blending in with everybody else doing the exact same thing, that's when you start to earn the attention of your audience. They start to look towards you instead of your competitors because you're doing something different. And that's what's gaining their attention. And that's what's ultimately going to tell them where they're going to get the value from you. So the differentiation strategy when it comes to building a brand is without doubt the most important task in the whole spectrum of branding. So now you know the three pillars. How do you bring all of those together to go through that process and really develop out an effective positioning strategy? Well, we're going to dive into three key characteristics that you need to make that happen. First up is effective research. Now, the research phase of positioning applies to both your audience and your competitors. And really, this is about painting that landscape, painting the landscape of the people who are in the market looking for solutions, and painting the landscape of the competitors or the businesses or the brands who are already in the market serving that audience. The deeper you dive into this process, the more insights you're going to find. And you can do this through guerrilla research. So the information that's freely available online, whether it's through social media profiles of your competitors and, you know, the social media profiles of their followers, your potential customers. You can also find white papers and reports freely available online, research reports that are available online, or you can use paid software as well that will give you those details, that will give you those demographics and psychographics and behaviors of people in the market and competitors in the market as well. So that phase is really all about understanding the competitive landscape, understanding who your audience is, understanding who your competitors are. And when you do that detailed analysis, that's where you find the insights. Now, this is the reason that you're doing all of this research. You're not strategizing during the research phase or trying to find the perfect position. You're simply trying to understand the market, trying to understand that landscape of your audience, trying to understand that landscape of your competitors. And what you're really looking for are those insights, the little nuggets of gold that are in every single market, which represent opportunities for you to go in and do something fresh and new. So insights is what you're trying to achieve from all of that research. So keep that top of mind as you're looking at who your audience is, as you're looking at your competitors, and as you're looking at the entire market. And finally, we have creativity. Now, when you think of branding, it's quite possible that you think of logos and visual identities. And from that perspective, to think that branding is a creative process, you'd be absolutely right. But the creative process goes beyond just the designs and the visuals. It goes into positioning. The strategy itself is a creative process that you go through, trying to find a differentiation strategy, a unique position, a competitive edge. All of these things are not sitting out in the open. It really takes creativity. And the more insights you're working with, the more opportunities you have to dig deep and see if you can develop that out into an effective positioning strategy. Now, there are many different ways that you can do this. Going out into the market and finding inspiration from different brands in different markets, or using associations. There's a great book by Uli Applebaum called The Brand Positioning Workbook. If you haven't read it, I recommend that you check it out. In our Brandmaster Secrets program, we dive deep into these creative processes as well. But ultimately, you're trying to find inspiration, and you're trying to take those insights that you've found earlier on to find something that's unique in the market. And yes, it is hard, but every single market has those nuggets of gold and has those opportunities for a new brand to go in and do something new. Now look, if effective positioning was easy, every single brand would do it, but they don't. All you have to do is look at the statistics of small businesses coming into the market, and most of those small businesses don't know too much about brand positioning. They spend their budget on their designs and their visuals and maybe some Facebook ads, but they really don't take the time to understand who their audience is, who their competitors are, and what their differentiation strategy is going to be. They are the three pillars of positioning. They are the center point of brand strategy, and they are the reasons that your audience will choose you over your competitors. We really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to learn more brand strategy techniques to level up your skills, make sure you check out brandmasteracademy.com. There's plenty of free resources and premium content for you to download and get you going. If you'd like to join our Facebook group full of like-minded brand strategists, all learning from each other, then find us by searching for the Brand Strategy Community, where you can find exclusive content for members as well. If you enjoyed this content, please be sure to give us an honest review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listened, and make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Brandmaster Podcast.